All right, with the 184th selection in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Eagles take Nebraska safety Nathan Gary, adding to an already star-studded safety group. This is a player who could come in, challenge for one of those young safety spots to back up Rodney McLeod and Malcolm Jenkins, and also help out on special teams. So this is some highlights from Gary at the Senior Bowl. So again, out of Nebraska, safety Nathan Gary is the 184th overall selection. So welcome to Eagles Draft Central, presented by Deaton Watson, Chris McPherson, and Ike Reese, here to break down the latest Eagles pick. So it has been a very fascinating draft here on day three, because they've added across the board some explosive playmakers on offense, but also players who can contribute on special teams. And that seems to be the big theme here for the Eagles on day three. And that's usually what you're looking for on this final day, is who are guys who can come in and help out Dave Phipps' group. The Eagles have the best special teams unit already in the NFL, tops two of the last 3 years. Well, they're trying to fortify and make it even better. Nate Gary is just another addition to help make that even more so improved.
I'm going to just label him a football player. This is a kid that loves playing the game of football. Watched him play out there in Nebraska in the Big Ten Conference. Has a nose for the ball, finds himself around it an awful lot throughout the course of the game. If you watch him here at the Senior Bowl and you watch him do some of these DB drills, you say to yourself, well, this is a guy that may make the transition to linebacker.
In fact,
at the NFL level,
he is going to be a linebacker.
Yeah.
So we've been told that he will be a linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, 6'2", 218 pounds, kind of big to be a safety, and he's still probably going to add a little weight, but he can fit right into that that weak side linebacker, being 6'2", 218. Again, aggressive, loves to tackle. Makes plays on the ball in the air, 13 career interceptions during his time in Nebraska. But more importantly, you're talking about adding another aggressive player to your third phase of the game. And again, you mentioned it earlier, when you get to the third day of the draft, that's what you're looking for, quality depth and certainly shoring up your special teams.
Yeah, first team All Big Ten a year ago, again, played safety. But when you look at the size of production, the Eagles are saying to themselves, look, we can get a coverage linebacker to come in here. You mentioned compete on the weak side spot, because when you looked at the defense, they've addressed the D-line with Derek Barnett. They've addressed the secondary with Sidney Jones or Rasul Douglas. They had not done anything at linebacker. And linebacker was an interesting spot coming into this draft because, all right, you feel good, obviously, about Jordan Hicks. That's your man in the middle right there. But then you have, you know, you go with Michael Kendricks on the weak side. You go on, now you get the backup positions there where you're adding in, you know, guys like Najee Good and Joe Walker. Mm-hmm. Now you're putting Nate Gary into the mix here. Nigel Bradham, your starter on the strong side. So now when you look at the depth chart here, a little more complete, a little more competition here for the Philadelphia Eagles. Interesting how they're taking a player who, you know, played defensive back in college and are seeing him make that transition to the second level here in the NFL.
Listen, there was some talk, very little, maybe you can call it whispers, that I may have been a safety coming out.
Really?
Because I was a guy in college, 6'3", 220 pounds. They didn't know whether or not I would be able to put on enough weight to play linebacker at the NFL level, considering I hadn't put on a ton of weight during my time in college. I was just an aggressive player. But they quickly found out I didn't necessarily have the hips to play in the secondary. So they left me at linebacker. And that was the right thing for me. But when you have those guys like myself that are tweeners, but you like the trait that we possess, you're going to find somewhere to put him. And he has the type of frame at 6'2". He can add weight. He can add weight. He probably kept his weight down so that he could stay playing safety during his time in Nebraska. But now he's not going to have to worry about weight. They're going to welcome him putting on 10 pounds. You know, as long as it doesn't compromise his speed and allows him to still be effective. But this is a kid, I wouldn't be surprised, Chris. This could be one of those hidden gems that turns out to be a player that this fan base falls in love with, because he's smart, he knows football, he is what we like to call a not necessarily a gym rat, but he's a film room rat. He's going to study the game, and again, he's always had to outwork the next guy standing next to him to play in the secondary. Those are traits that can't be taught. Those are things that are just in you, and this kid has those. And so I think this is one of those players that gets drafted, goes a little bit under the radar, but then you look up 5-6 years down the road, he's still here as a productive player on your team.